We alerted the nursing staff, we alerted the emergency staff, and they in turn alerted their help, so that preparations were going fast and furious to take care of the casualties that were coming. I realized that some type of organization should take place. Having had experience with multiple and casualties during the war, I immediately proceeded to establish a station for admittance of these people. We knew that some of them would be dead on arrival, that should be taken care of at the morgue or at the funeral parlors, that others would be classified as extreme casualties, others with major injuries, and then some with minor injuries. The other thing we realized, that as soon as people knew that casualties were being taken to the hospitals, that we would have to deal with the family and friends and other people who wanted to come in and find out what was going on. The organization was not too bad. As the doctors would arrive, I would assign them to the different stations as fast as I could. We organized an admitting area, which helped us a great deal. And from there, we transported them after the doctor classified them or diagnosed their injuries. We transferred them then to the areas where they could be taken care of. In other words, we set up different areas to take care of different casualties.